Once upon a time, there lived a maiden named Princess Planalot. She spent her days researching kingdoms to call on. She organized her parchment order forms and rehearsed her sales lines. Princess Planalot had a factory that produced the sweetest scented perfumes. Her factory made the most beautiful pointed hats with silk ribbons flowing from their tops, and the prettiest custom-fitted glass slippers in all the land. She knew that the moment any princess or queen laid eyes on her goods, they would not be able to resist them and would pay any price. Sadly, the words of Princess Planalot had never been heard. No princess or queen had ever seen her goods. That's because Princess Planalot had been trapped in the Tower of Call Reluctance, researching, planning, and rehearsing for nearly 100 years. She would cry herself to sleep every night and wonder when would she be released from the tower. Then one day, Sir Cold Colzalot returned to the kingdom, riding his prospecting pony. The pony was pulling a carriage full of golden treasures from distant lands. Accompanying Sir Cold Colzalot was Friar Nitch, his loyal prospecting partner. Friar Nitch got his name because he only sold certain things. There were the brown rope-tied robes and folded arm pretzels, the bowl-shaped haircuts for pages and squires, and a close-cut, flat-top version of this haircut for his fellow friars. One day, Sir Cold Colzalot was summoned by the king to rescue Princess Planalot from the Tower of Call Reluctance. Sir Cold Colzalot rode to the base of this very tall tower and climbed off Prospecting Pony. With the help of Friar Nitch, he set up a deluxe, retractable tower ladder. Friar Nitch had received the exclusive distribution rights to this ladder earlier that month. Once the ladder was secured against the tower wall, Sir Cold Colzalot began to climb. After many steps, he reached the tower window where the princess was trapped behind. The window was protected by thick bars, which could not be moved by this fair princess. Sir Cold Colzalot immediately was able to take down the bars, not with strength, but with reason. He explained to the princess that these bars were not made of cast metal. The bars were only made up of her helpless thoughts of uncertainty, lost opportunity, and despair. Sir Cold Colzalot dissolved the bars by simply sharing hope with the princess. He told her about the endless opportunities he and Friar Nitch had experienced along their prospecting travels. Once rescued, the princess asked Sir Cold Colzalot if he had always brought prosperity to the kingdom. Sir Cold Colzalot told the princess a story that took place many years ago when he was a lowly sales squire. He spoke of 3 sales knights that were revered before him, Sir Loyal Thyrest, Sir Pitch-a-lot, and Sir Bit-a-lot. He spoke of times of abundant opportunities when the Valley of Low-Hanging Fruit provided each of these knights tremendous wealth with little effort. Sir Cold Colzalot then spoke of how the 3 knights stopped returning to the kingdom with found treasure. He told her that when 3 seasons had passed since the knight's last return, the king sent young Squire Cold Colzalot on a quest to find out what had become of Sir Loyal Thyrest, Sir Pitch-a-lot, and Sir Bit-a-lot. Sir Cold Colzalot told of how he began his journey alone and traveled across the now barren Valley of Low-Hanging Fruit. He recalled how he crossed the Valley of Low-Hanging Fruit and discovered that valley had become a wasteland. The trees were picked clean, and there was the awful stench of deals gone bad. The first person the young squire came upon was Sir Pitch-a-lot, who was lying speechless and exhausted at the feet of Queen Think-It-Over. Sir Pitch-a-lot told the squire, "Waste little time with unwilling prospects, and remember to qualify thy buyers." He told the princess how he found Sir Bit-a-lot next. Sir Bit-a-lot was locked in the dungeon of the Sheriff of Coatingham, half-starved and buried up to his neck in piles of RFPs. This knight told Squire Cold Colzalot, "Seek thy client who is willing to engage thou services before delivering thy quote." The last knight he found was Sir Loyal Thyrest. Poor Sir Loyal Thyrest had been reduced to the lowly status of the court jester in the kingdom of the Lord of Attrition. This knight said, "Do not put all of thy eggs into one kingdom, for that kingdom may be overthrown, and thou will not have any other kingdom to sell thy goods to." After hearing the lessons of these 3 knights, he traveled on. Squire Cold Colzalot later met Friar Nitch in the Forest of Salesleads. The squire asked Friar Nitch to be his prospecting partner and join him on this quest of diligently traveling from kingdom to kingdom to peddle their wares and serve many kingdoms by bringing them treasure. Together, they climbed the mountains of unqualified prospects where they encountered many three-headed sales ogres shouting, "Didn't you read the no soliciting sign? We don't see sales knights without an appointment. We're happy with our present vendor." But Squire Coldcalls-a-Lot and Fire Niche were able to tame them. They were greeted by fire-breathing gatekeepers shrieking, "The king and queen will not need what you peddle," who they were able to charm. Then finally, the squire spoke of the security trolls that growled, "You will need to leave this kingdom at once," who they were able to avoid. They both discovered that once they were able to enter these kingdoms, they met the most friendly and loyal kings and queens. All of these kings and queens admired the courage of Squire Coldcalls-a-Lot and Fire Niche. The kings and queens listened to what they had to offer and consistently bought their wares. After years upon this journey, Squire Coldcalls-a-Lot consistently returned with treasure for the kingdom and was revered by the commoners. He was recognized by the king and knighted Sir Coldcalls-a-Lot. Sir Coldcalls-a-Lot lived comfortably and prospected happily ever after. The end.